This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com.
Wednesday, September 16th, 2009. Hello and thank you for listening to the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hey everybody, this is Bo Bennett.
And this is Ryan Levesque.
We are your hosts for this program. And today we're going to be speaking with a gentleman who was recently elected to the third vice president of Toastmasters International. He has some pretty interesting stories to share and some insight in Toastmasters. And so sit back, relax, and enjoy.
And joining us from Malaysia is distinguished Toastmaster John Lau. John is the chief executive owner of Acme Group of Companies, specializing in human resources, information technologies, educational services, and web publicity. John served as the international director of Toastmasters International from 2005 to 2007, and he is currently serving as the third vice president of Toastmasters. John Lau, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
John, what exactly is the third vice president for those people who are Toastmasters and also people who aren't Toastmasters who might not know?
Well, a third vice president, I'm the member of the executive committee, a member of the board of directors. Whatever I do, I should be guided and coached by our international president, Gary Smith.
Okay. Very good. Does this make you a shoo-in for the president eventually?
That has been a tradition in our organization.
Okay. But not definite.
That has always been a tradition.
We see you have some political training.
Very good.
Hey, John, let's take a trip on the magical Toastmasters time machine. I understand you joined Toastmasters back in 1990. Why did you decide to attend your very first meeting as a guest?
Great. It was 1990. I was doing my MBA program, a distant learning program from Durham University in the UK. One of my MBA classmates introduced Toastmasters to me. I was at that time working for the German multinational corporation. I was responsible for marketing the company product and services. My work required me to do lots of public presentation and staying connected with clients. My classmate told me about Toastmasters and a wonderful compact program to train one to be a better communicator and leader. And he drove me to the meeting. At the very first meeting, I signed up as a member. And it was a journey of learning with fun. Now coming to 19 years and more years counting.
Wow. John, I've read on your site that you speak 42 languages.
No. I spoke about 7 languages.
Well, 742, it's still a lot. Congratulations. That's an amazing accomplishment.
More than Bo and I put together.
Yeah. We speak English and bad English.
Really? Okay. Yes. I don't speak English, though.
No, you're doing great. How about the leadership track, John? When did you get started on the leadership track of Toastmasters?
It was 1997. I was approached by the club president to serve as a vice president of education for 97 and 98 term. I took up the post without hesitation because I knew it would help to sharpen my leadership skill. Thereafter, I fell in love with Toastmaster leadership training, and every year I was asked by someone to take up a different position until I assumed the position of District 51 governor in 2002-2003.
Wow. So you didn't even take any breaks. You just went right through.
No break.
Leadership all the way.
Right.
Nice job.
And here you are now, John, as the third vice president. What goals are you hoping to accomplish this year during your term?
My personal goal in Toastmasters actually is to promote our international president theme, Toastmasters, Confident Leadership and Service. Our international president's dream is, his dream is that every single member in every single club achieve their personal goals and dreams to be a better communicator and leader. And I will be advocating our international president's dream so that his dream will be fulfilled.
Right, that dream, and hang out with Mark Hamill.
Yeah. As we learned on the last show.
Right. John, who are some of your leadership role models?
My leadership role models?
Yeah, the people that you look up to in leadership roles and say, hey, you know what? I want to be just like that. Except better.
I admire the leadership style of all the Toastmasters International past president. They have unique leadership style. The more recent past president whom I have worked with closely, uh-huh, when I was a district governor, that was International President Gavin Blackie from Queensland, Australia.
Hmm.
And then Ted Cochran, when I was immediate past district governor. John Greiner, past president, when I was running for international director.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with Dilip Abhasekara and Johnny Wee when I was working as international director at the board. The two distinguished gentlemen were serving as international president. Then John Abanghill and Chris Ford.
That's some heavy name dropping there.
Going back a few years, or the past president who helped to shape this organization and who I admire and respect a lot, are past president Benny Bauer and past president Bob Blackley. All of these past presidents, I salute them for their assembly leadership style to lead our organization to achieve excellence in enabling Toastmaster International to be the leading communication and leadership organization throughout the world.
Wow.
John, you're the chief executive of your own company, and you've got a lot of responsibility on your shoulders here as third vice president. Right. How do you plan to balance your professional responsibilities with your Toastmasters responsibilities this year?
Great. My company is responsible for corporate restructuring, human capital development, information system, and internet security system. My friend, I'm blessed with dynamic and able business partners to lead this organization. What I need to do is I need to discuss on big business contracts, and they will look after the business as and when I'm away to do Toastmaster work, and they will enjoy being delegated to do their work so that they will bring out their best to do their best. I'm a very blessed man, not only in the office and also at home. My wife is a distinguished Toastmaster. My children are all Toastmasters.
Wow. You got the family support. That's fantastic. You need that.
Yeah, right. I think that's great, too, that you're using this opportunity to help your staff at your company further develop while you're away.
Right.
That's great.
And my business partners, they are all Toastmasters.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Now, was that before you met them or after you met them and started working with them?
Well, I bring them to Toastmasters because they see the benefits, because they see the way I communicate very differently.
Hey, John, how does it feel being somebody in this organization as the third vice president from another country where Toastmasters International is headquartered in the United States? Do you feel that that gives you an advantage in your role, a disadvantage, or what are some of the challenges there?
We are a truly global organization. It is a privilege that we have easy access to internet connection to enjoy the facilities of teleconference, emails, to connect with our leaders and members worldwide. I am 57 years old this year, but I have total access to internet through my cell phone. As and when members email me around the world, I shall reply almost instantly. Gentlemen, our world is getting smaller as technology advances. It is a privilege to live in a fast-growing region to witness the rapid growth of Toastmasters. To give you an example, my home district 51, it was first reformed into two districts in July 2004, and the next reformation, it will be July 2010. You see, in less than 10 years, my home district 51 grew from one district into three districts. It is an honor to live in this part of the world.
Huh. Great. That's John, perfect. Out of curiosity, what kind of internet connection do you have over there?
It's same as in United States.
Yeah, so high-speed broadband. United States, you know, we're not that high on the internet list compared to other countries. We've got some of the worst connectivity.
No, it is high-speed broadband.
That's great.
And I have my cell phone, which is connected to internet 24 hours a day.
Is it an iPhone?
Oh, no. It is a smartphone.
Okay, good enough. Right.
That's good. So, John, as you're traveling the globe this year on behalf of the Toastmasters organization, what districts will you be visiting, and what's the message that you're going to share with the Toastmasters that you meet in those districts?
Great. I will be visiting District 9 in Spokane this October. And I will be visiting District 52 in Los Angeles in May 2010. I would like to share with all our members our international president theme, Toastmasters, Confident Leadership and Service. What is in it for us to be a Toastmaster? What can we offer to this organization to make this organization a truly global organization devoted to making effective oral communication and leadership development a worldwide reality?
All right. Well, John, thank you so much for taking the time to be on with us and sharing this information and your message. It's wonderful, and it was great seeing you at the international conference. I don't think we actually got to meet and chat, but I did see you through the audience and through the crowd. I caught a glimpse of you, so I'm honored.
We didn't quite have the confidence to step over the rope like Gary did with Mark Hamill and try to get your autograph. But
we'll do that next time. We'll break through your bodyguards and we'll say hello.
I definitely will look for you in Pandusit. Are you living in New York?
No, we're in the Boston area.
Oh, Boston area.
Yeah,
all right.
But
is that in District 31?
You got it. Very good.
Wow, I'm impressed. Well, John, thanks very much, and we'll be seeing you in Palm Springs.
Palm Desert,
of course.
Palm Desert, sir. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, and I would like to thank you for your dedication and commitment to Toastmasters. May God bless you more and more.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Same to you, John.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. Well, that's it for this week. We do not have any listener feedback for this episode, but we do have another request.
That's right. We want you to remember we are still looking for some feedback from our listeners on your public speaking moment gone bad. Again, specifically, we're looking for an anecdote of a time when you were speaking sometime after you joined Toastmasters, have already given a few speeches, started to get some confidence, but you got up there and just things
didn't go right for one reason or another.
Yeah. And you can send us your story a few different ways. One is to call our voicemail listener feedback number. You have up to 2 minutes to leave your anecdote verbally, like a table topic. That number is 1-888-451-8862. Or if you have some kind of MP3 recorder, such as an iPhone, you can record your anecdote and email it to us at podcast@toastmasters.org.
And you can also reach us on Twitter. That's twitter.com/thetmpodcast. So thank you very much for joining us this week. My name is Beau Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
Take care, everybody.
Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.